we have another understanding of globalization. It's not just about the homogeneity of domination, imperial domination, a new capitalism through technology. The struggles are also global. So the same networks that make the financial capital work, which is global, which is network-based, not hierarchical, this needs to be appropriated by the social movements. So we don't need to demonize capitalism. We need to use their technological structure, which has been created for the financial markets, which is extremely efficient, but we can take hold of all this. There is a virtual financialization, and we saw the results in the current crisis, which is very interesting for us to think how we can appropriate these circuits. How do we create our own solidarity stock exchange of the common good? How can we leave an agenda of demands which are important, but that seem to be based on a paradigm, a model, which is of capitalism itself, which is not up to the challenge of what is happening. We have demands today of the left that are on the rear guard of capitalism, which are more backward very often than what the market itself is proposing. So we have to rethink. That's why the crises are important, and the technological changes and changes in the understanding of the scenario are decisive for us to be able to reconfigure what is the free media movement, and how we can, with many gatherings, we obviously have a long path to tread.